过点时间看到开头马可福音的一些话。
So we spend some time to look at some of the words in the beginning of Mark.
就我们看到马可福音说出神的儿子成为神的仆人是怎样显明出来。
That how the book of Mark shows forth the Son of God as the servant of God.
我们从马可福音的开头实在看见我们的主只是一个非常平常的人。
That through the Gospel of Mark, we see that our Lord is a very common person.
虽然在字里行间还是显出他是非常大而有能力的一位。
Although within some of the things, we could still see that still manifest that the Lord is with power.
但是你也很清楚看见圣灵的记录是把它摆在一个很平常、很平常的光景里。
But we see how the Spirit lays out the matters, lays out our Lord to manifest that he is in a common situation back then.
我们上次末了看到约翰对他的宣告。
Last time we have we looked at how John what his proclamation is.
在其他福音都是说到他是用圣灵与火来施浸。
In the other books of the Gospels, it speaks forth of the baptism with Spirit and fire.
但是在马可福音，你只看见圣灵的施浸。
But in the Gospel of Mark, you only see this baptism of the Spirit. And
没有了火。
No fire.
那弟兄姊妹怎么会没有了火呢？
Now, friends, this is why isn't there fire?
这是如果我们不留意，我们就觉得也没有什么大不了。
Now, if we do not pay attention, we will not see that there's something special here.
若是我们留意的话，我们就知道这里就是有一个特别的表明。
But if carefully reading it, you will see that there is something special about here.
我们晓得用圣灵施浸乃是神在新约里面一个非常非常大的恩典。
We see that it is really the grace of God when we look upon the matter of baptism through the Spirit.
因为是神在救恩里把人招聚到他的面前，使这些人在基督里成为一个身体。
Because it is through the grace of God, through this baptism of the Spirit to baptize the believers into one body.
所以完全是一个恩典的服事。
So it is really a grace, a ministry of grace.
圣灵的浸。
The baptism through the Spirit.
是组成基督的身体。
Is to gather together the body of Christ.
虽然长久以来圣灵的浸这一件事情是给人误导了很多很多。
Even though the baptism of Spirit has been misinterpreted before.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
人的误导绝不能改变圣灵施浸的事实。
The misinterpretations of men still could not change the fact of this, this baptism through the Spirit.
但是用火来施浸呢?
But baptism through fire?
那我们从马太、马可里边、马太、路加里边都看得很明确。
In the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke, we could see clearly.
这个火的施浸乃是指着在国度开始以前那一个国度的审判。
That the baptism of through fire is before the kingdom of God comes that judgment.
那执行那个审判的人
that to the one who placed forth this judgment,
他是有权柄的
that they have authority,
他是有大的能力的
they are powerful,
他是代表着一个绝对的权柄的
it is to speak forth a total authority.
但是在马可福音里边就不提这件事情。
But in the Gospel of Mark, it does not speak forth this matter.
那为什么不提这件事情
？Now why wasn't it mentioned here?
因为在马可福音里边的我们的主耶稣，他只不过是一个仆人。
Because our Lord Jesus in the Gospel of Mark is just a servant.
马可福音所表达的主耶稣，只是一个服侍人的主耶稣。
The our Lord Jesus that was manifested.In the Gospel of Mark is just one who served men.
所以从字里行间我们看到马可福音的特点。
Because so through this we could see one of the main and special points in Gospel of Mark.
在其他的福音书说到我们的主受在约旦河受浸的时候。
In other part when it speaks forth the baptism in the River Jordan of our Lord Jesus.
都有很多很比较详细的记录。
There is a more detailed account that was recorded.
那些记录都是表达出我们的主他究竟是什么人。
Those recordings are all detailedly describing who our Lord Jesus is.
好像马太里边说到主要求约翰给他施浸的时候。
As if in the Gospel of Mark, when our Lord Jesus asked John the Baptist to baptize him,
约翰就说
John says,
我是要受你的浸，怎么你反倒来要受我的浸呢？
That I am supposed to be baptized by you. Why are you coming here to be baptized by me?
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这句话是约翰的客气话。
Prince, this is my thing that John is being courteous.
当然，约翰说的是实话。
Of course, that what John's saying is the truth.
但是马可福音完全不记载这一类的话。
But in the Gospel of Mark does not have any account of these kind of words.
就是很平淡的就说到。主耶稣就是好像一个普通人他就跑到约旦河边说要受浸就是这样了
He just describes a very common account of Lord Jesus being a common person just going over to the River Jordan to be baptized
弟兄姊妹你看看第九节你就看到了
When you look at verse 9 you can see
他说那时耶稣从加利利的加拿撒勒来在约旦河里受了约翰的浸
That it says And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John at the Jordan.
那就是这么轻描淡写，主耶稣受浸的事情就过了。
It was just described in such a simple way, and this matter is finished speaking of this matter.
你看见从各处那些人怎么来到约旦河外
？You see that how all these people come over to the river Jordan.
Beyond
Jordan
你看见主耶稣也是就是这样的跟平常人一样来到约旦河
And you will see that just as the same our Lord Jesus come forth to the river Jordan
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord
圣灵把我们的主原来的身份几乎完全的隐藏起来
That the Spirit has really hidden the original status of our Lord.
你在主耶稣的身上，你只看见一个与一般人一样没有什么太大区别的人。
That in our Lord Jesus, you only see that he is just like the other common people.
一般人是怎样的卑微，我们的主也就是怎样的卑微。
However, humble the other people are, our Lord is the same.
我们的主是。一般人是普通到 不会引起别人注意，我们的主在马可福音里面也是一样的，普通的，没有引起人的别人的注意。
However common the normal, a normal person is before one's eyes, our Lord is the same, described the same in the Gospel of Mark.
但是弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
But for instance, take notice.
在这些许许多多很平凡的事上面。
In all these common matters, you see.
圣灵从来没有让我们的主耶稣就是这样平凡的就带过去。
The Holy Spirit did not just as if nothing had happened, had mentioned about our Lord Jesus very simply.
在很关键的时刻，他就说上一点，仍然表达，做一个普通人，他是神的儿子。
There is still at one point that this Holy Spirit speaks forth clearly that this person, this seems like common person, is the Son of God.
但是也不因为他是神的儿子，所以就格外给他很夸张的在那里显明他。
But not because that he is the Son of God, that the Holy Spirit exalt him in the Gospel of Mark.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这是马可福音里边的耶稣，他是特意隐藏他自己的。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Mark. He determines to hide himself.
还不仅是这样。
And not only this.
在马可福音的开头，很多的事情都是发表这样的这一点的意思。
In the beginning, we see that there are a lot of points that manifest the same point.
主受浸殿以后，圣灵降在他身上。
We see that the Holy Spirit as a dove land upon our Lord Jesus.
但是圣灵降在他身上做什么？
But what does the Holy Spirit do?
在约翰福音就说，这个是神上约翰显明这一位是神儿子的记号。
In the Gospel of John, it says that this matter happens is to manifest that thisis the Son of God.
但是在马可福音的里边就没有着重这个点。
But in the Gospel of Mark, it did not emphasize on this point.
只是说到圣灵站在他身上以后，他就给圣灵带到旷野去受试探。
It just speaks that the Holy Spirit landing upon our Lord Jesus, then it just lead him to the wilderness to be tempted.
那到了旷野受试探。
To be led to the wilderness to be tempted.
试探的内容是什么？也没有提。
That the content of temptation, it's not even mentioned in Mark.
反正就是受试探。
That it's just being tempted.
不像其他的福音把试探的内容说得很明确。
Unlike other gospels, it describes very detailedly exactly what those temptations are.
也不像其他的福音说到他胜过试探。是怎样的详尽。
And unlike other gospels also, he did not describe detailly on how he went over in those temptations.
你留意到在马可福音里边的主受试探就是一个受试探的事实。
You see that in the Gospel of Mark, it just describes the fact that he was tempted in the wilderness.
连受试探的过程与结果都没有记录下来。
That the process and the end result was not recorded.
是得胜呢？还是没有得胜呢？没有记录。
Did he have victory over it? It did not describe.
这一点就像我们普通平常人一样。
It was just like a common person.
我们常常会受到试探。
A lot of times we are tempted.
有时我们得胜。
Sometimes we have victory over.
有时我们没有得胜。
Sometimes we fail.
得胜或者没有得胜，对我们来说好像是很平常的事。
But whether we have victory or we fail, to us it seems like common matter.
并不值得在这里记录下来。
it was not detailedly recorded.
但是我们晓得我们主受试探的时候，那一个过程和那个记录是很重要的。
But we see that it is very important when our Lord was tempted, doing in the wilderness.
因为从别的福音书上我们看到，头一个试探是试探主的身份。
Because in other Gospels, we see clearly that the first temptation is to tempt our Lord's position.
试探他究竟是谁，叫他怀疑他自己是谁。
Is to tempt exactly who he is, to try to have him doubt who exactly is himself.
第二个试探乃是要叫他用自己的办法去得得名声。
The next temptation is trying to tempt him to use his own way to gain the fame.
就是要把主带到做人的所做的这个事上头。
That is try to lead him to do what men usually do.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
主都胜过这一些。
Our Lord had victory over all these.
但这些过程在马可福音里边都不提。
But we see that none of these were mentioned in the Gospel of Mark.
那第三个试探。
The third temptation.
明显就是用一个成功的目的来叫我们的主向黑暗的权势来屈服。
Now the third temptation clearly shows that it shows forth victory and result, but it has to try to lead him to be and to be led to the power of the evil power that that led him under the power of the evil one.
说清楚一点。
To say this more clearly.
乃是要叫我们的主放弃神的道路，而选择容易成功的路。
Is to try to lead him away from the way of God that had prepared for him.But to take upon an easier way.
而这个容易成功的路乃是与黑暗的权势妥协。
And this easier way is to be led away by the authority of the evil one.
弟兄姊妹，我们留意，我们主所经历的三个试探都是非常原则性的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to take note that in all these three temptations, it is very in principle.
也是非常的真理性的。
And it is very truthful.
那所以。在其他的书上面记载那个过程是记载的很详细。
Therefore, in other Gospels, it was recorded very detailedly.
但在马可福音里面就很平淡的就提他受了试探。
But in the Gospel of Mark, we see, it was just simply said that he was tempted.
还有一样，在马可福音里面提到的。
And one more thing was mentioned in the Gospel of Mark.
他说我们的主当四十天受试探啊。
Then the 40 days tempted.
就说到我们的主是与野兽同住的。
That our Lord Jesus was with the wild beast.
那这样的一个记录就说出我们的主就是平凡的不能再平凡的一个人。
That it just speaks forth.The matter that our Lord Jesus was so common and was brought forth so lowly that no other could be more lower.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank our Lord.
虽然在整记录这些事的时候，好像把我们的主完全压缩在一个很平凡的人的形象里。
that even though in all these matters that our Lord Jesus was brought forth from an environment that was extremely low.
但是感谢主。
But thank our Lord Jesus.
这个关键的时刻，圣灵总记住，这个是不平，是平凡人当中的不平凡的人。
That these things, although it happened through the common matters, but our Lord Jesus was not common.
好了，那么现在，我们从十四节开始。
Now we could start continue to read on in verse 14.
那是这一位仆人他的服事的起头。
And this is the beginning of a servant.
他开始出来显明他的服事了。
And it's beginning to manifest his ministry.
什么时候开始呢？
When did this start?
在约翰给抓到监里面去的时候。
It was after John was taken into prison.
那也就是说，那个为他开路的人，他都没有路走的时候。
That it is the person who was supposed to prepare his way, he has no way to walk ahead.
作为开路的人都没有路，那现在我们的主出来做工，他还有路吗？
The one who was supposed to prepare the way for him has no more, he can no more walk. Could our Lord continue?
感谢主。
But thank our Lord.
做一个典让，你就看见他是一个仆人。
That in this matter, you see that he is the servant.
他是受差遣的。
He is being sent.
他既然是受差遣的仆人。
And so being a servant being sent.
没有路也都要找到一个路出来走。
Even though there's no way for him to walk, he still have to find a way.
因为是他是受差遣的。
Because he was sent.
所以在这样的环境的底下。
So in this situation,
我们的主就开始他的服事了。
Our Lord begins his ministry.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
我们的主一开始服事的时候，
When in the beginning of our Lord's service,
虽然仍然因着约翰所宣告的服事，他先上去。
That he continues on after the proclamation of John.
但是却增加了一个新的内容。
But yet a new content was added.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们留意这一点。
Now we take note on this matter.
约翰在那里宣告说，天国近了。
John the Baptist proclaimed that the kingdom is near.
但是约翰所传的信息，这个天近了的天国是没有给人看见路的。
But the kingdom that John brought forth did not show forth the way.
只是看见有那么一件事情要发生。
Only sees the fact that is to manifest.
但是那个路怎么走法呢？
But how is it to walk upon on this way?
约翰没有这方面的信息。
John did not share upon this matter.
我们的主出来服事。
When our Lord served in this matter,
他仍旧按着约翰所宣告的，神的国近了，你们要悔改。
He continues on just like John, that the kingdom is near, you need to repent.
那悔改当然是不能给抹杀的了。
Now repentance, of course, should not be wiped away. Wiped away.
但是这个还不是路。
But yet, this is still not the way.
这个只是一个心思上的预备。
This is only a preparation of the heart.
如果要把神的国的路显明出来，
if it is to show forth the way of the kingdom,
那必须要有一个明确的路。
then you have to have a very clear path.
那现在我们的主他出来服事的时候
that when our Lord in the beginning when he come to minister
他就宣告这个路
he proclaim on this way.
上次我们也轻轻提了他的信息和约翰的信息的差别。
Last time we lightly touched upon the difference between his message and John's message.
约翰的信息没有福音。
In John's message, there was no gospel.
主所传的信息是有福音。
In the message that our Lord presents forth, there is the good news.
而这个福音就是把神国带进来的路。
And the good news is to bring forth the way to the kingdom.
并且这个福音也是把人带进神的国的路。
And it is also, it's the good news about how to bring forth the kingdom of God. And it is also the good news about how to bring men to the kingdom.
那弟兄姊妹，你晓得这个福音在主的口里头传出来了。
Now we see that this gospel was brought forth in the mouth of our Lord Jesus.
虽然主宣告悔改信福音的时候，福音还没有显明。
Even though that when our Lord talks about repentance and belief in the glad tidings, that the glad tidings has not been manifest.
但是主的宣告是有根据的。
But there was a foundation of this message.
因为这个根据乃是主自己就要做成功的事。
Because this foundation was set upon what is to be done by our Lord Jesus.
也就是他显明的服事最中心、最重要、最关键的一件。
And it is also that this is the center of his ministry.
因为我们的主他成全这一个福音的内容
because it is our Lord Jesus who has fulfilled the content of the glad tidings
那福音不是从使徒约翰来的
the gospel was not brought forth by John
那福音也不是从主的门徒那里来的
Nor the gospel was from the disciples of our Lord.
福音是从主自己身上来的。
The gospel came forth through our Lord Jesus himself.
是根据我们的主以他的所做来做成的。
It's according to what our Lord Jesus is to be finished on the cross.
弟兄姊妹都知道，福音乃是说到神的儿子，照着圣经所说的，为人的罪死了。
We see that the glad tidings speaks forth that our Lord Jesus died because of our sins.
也知道神的儿子死了以后给埋葬在坟墓里三天。
That the Son of God was died and he was buried in the grave for 3 days.
然后三天以后他又照着圣经所说的他复活了
and it was according to the word of God that after 3 days he was resurrected
而这一个死而复活的事实就是这个福音的本身
that the burying and the resurrection this was the content of the glad tidings
因为这一个死而复活的事实所带给人的乃是一个救赎
Because the death and the resurrection speaks forth, brings forth the salvation to men.
是叫人在神面前找到回到神家里的路。
It is to allow men to be able to find that way to come before our God.
也是人与神恢复正常关系的路。
And it is also the way for men to have the correct relationship.
更是人回到神永远的旨意里的路
and it is also the way to lead men back to the will of God
那所以福音的这一件事情在我们的主的口中宣告出来的时候是有根据的
So when the glad tidings was brought forth in the mouth of our Lord Jesus, there is the foundation.
因为这一个福音就是用着他自己所做的来做成的。
Because this foundation was to be laid upon that what is to be done by our Lord Jesus.
虽然那个时候我们的主还没有完成救赎。
Even though our Lord Jesus has still not finished the salvation,
但是他正在这个完成的路上走着。
But yet he is continuing in this path of the redemption work.
走到有一天，他就把这一个救赎的工作、福音的事实完完全全的做好了。
That one day he will finish that work of redemption.
那所以弟兄姊妹，我们注意马可福音在这里说到我们的主的服事的时候，就非常重的用神国的福音来做祈祷。
That we really see in the Gospel of Mark, the emphasis was onIn the beginning, the emphasis was on the kingdom of God.
所以那里说的宣传神的福音。
So here it says to proclaim the glad tidings.
也就说出我们的主他受差遣到人中间来，他最忠心的那个服事乃是要把人挽回。
And also speaks forth.The center, that emphasis that of our Lord's ministry is to redeem men.
要把人和神的关系调整。
To correct the relationship between men and God.
在马可福音开头的时候，圣灵就做了这样明确的宣告。
In the beginning of Mark, the Holy Spirit has this clear proclamation.
在以后我们看见主的所作和主的所宣讲的。
As we continue on to see what our Lord preaches at the end,
我们看到主所做的和主所说的完完全全是围绕着这一个中心的事实。
We see that no matter what our Lord do or what he speaks forth of goes around this center of his ministry.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在马可福音里边很突出的一句话就是，人子来不是受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
A very famous verse in Mark is that the Son of God came down to earth is not to be served but to serve.
怎么去服侍呢？
Now how to serve?
接下去就说了。
It continues on with?
并且舍命做众人的赎价。
That he sacrificed himself.
我的人间生命。
For the redemption of the people.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看到在马可福音里面所说的这一位仆人，他服侍的目的和服侍的内容一直是没有离开的这个点。
That we see in the Gospel of Mark that we see the servant, no matter on the goal of his ministry or the contents itself,It circles around this center point.
我们从马可福音的里边可以看见服事的道路。
In the Gospel of Mark, we could see the way of service.
我们也可以看见服事的内容。
We could also see the contents of the service.
因为这个道路和内容完完全全是主自己在哪里把它发表出来的。
Because no matter if it's the way or the contents, it's manifest forth.By our Lord.
那我们看看我们的主怎么开始他的服事。
Now we see how does our Lord Jesus begins his ministry.
那从十六节开始，我们就看见他宣召门徒。
Now from verse 16, we see how our Lord called upon his disciples.
而这里只是提到他宣召了四个门徒。
You see how he called forth the four disciples.
啊，头一对门徒就是彼得和安德烈。
The first two was Simon and Andrew.
啊，另外的一对门徒就是雅各和约翰。
And the other two was James and John.
啊，他们四个人原来都是渔夫。
Now all four of them before was fishers.
彼得跟安德烈还在打鱼。
Simon, Peter, and Andrew was casting out the net.
雅各跟约翰那个时候是在打鱼完了以后再补网。
John and James was after their fishing, they were repairing the trawl net.
所以你看见他们一生就是在那里打鱼。
So you see that in their whole life they were trying to be fishers of men.
现在我们的主来遇见他们了。
But when our Lord encounters them,
主就招呼他们。
Our Lord call them.
来跟从我。
To follow after him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这是主最开始去招聚的四个门徒。
We see that this is the beginning of how he called the four disciples.
那我们要留意主召聚他们的目的是什么。
Now we need to take note that what is the goal for our Lord Jesus to call them.
我们先来留意他们这四个人原来的那个工作。
Now we look upon what their original profession was.
这四个人的工作就是打鱼。
Their profession was fishermen.
打鱼就是为了赚钱。
To fish is to earn a living.
所以他们的工作就完全是为了他们的自己。
So what their profession was is for themselves.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得他们这几个人不是一般的打鱼的人。
Now you could take note that to see that they are not normal people of normal fishermen.
他们应该是说是一个捕鱼公司的老板吧，用今天的话来讲。
You could see that as if they are the managers or the boss of a fishing company.
因为你看见，尤其是雅各跟约翰，他们捕鱼是请人跟他们一起来捕的。
Because you see.And James and John especially that you see that they have hired servants.
他们原来这个捕鱼原来是他们的事业。
That being fishermen is originally their profession.
他们也请了好些人来帮他一同捕鱼。
But they also hire other servants to help them.
所以刚才我说他们是老板们。
So at first I say that they are as managers or boss.
他们日常的工作就是在那里借着打鱼来累积他们的财产。
That they build up their treasures on earth by fishing.
那我们用简单的话来说。
To put it simply,
在我们的主没有遇见他们以前
before our Lord Jesus encountered
他们都是服侍自己的人
that they served themselves
他们的劳苦是为了自己
that their hard labor was for themselves
他们的工作是为了他们的自己
that their profession was for themselves
他们借着他们的勤劳去增加他们的所有
That they gain all these through their labors.
这并不是坏事。
This is not something bad.
不过就是你怎么做来做去，就是为了自己。
But it's just that whatever you do is for yourself.
但是现在呢，我们主来遇见他了。
But now we see as our Lord encounters them.
主是对他们这样说。
Our Lord Jesus says to them,
来跟从我。
Come after me.
我要叫你们得人与得鱼一样。
And I will make you become fishers of men.
弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
Now take note here.
这两句话是我们太熟悉的话。
these two verses is something very familiar with us.
但是放在马可福音里边，它就有另外更重的一些个意思在了。
But placing this in the Gospel of Mark, we see that there is something more here.
来跟从我。
Come after me.
那是什么意思？
What does this mean?
从字面上来说，就是去跟随耶稣。
Just in the literal sense, it just says to follow after Jesus.
那从实际上来说呢？
But in the reality,
主啊，我跟从了你，那我这是渔船怎么办？
That if they were to follow after the Lord, what will they do with their profession?
我这一盘捕鱼的生意怎么办？
That what will they do with the business?
放弃了
Should we sacrifice it?
Give up?
或
者是我还在把它保留下来
Or should we continue to keep it?
如果我保留下来的时候我就不能跟随你
If I were to continue to keep it then I will not be able to follow you
如果我要放弃这一些那么究竟值得不值得
If I were to give it upThen is this worth it?
因为这位就是他四个人听到主呼召的时候，他们心里面一定起了挣扎。
That this is a struggle when they hear our Lord's calling.
为什么要跟随你
？Why should we follow you?
你是什么人
？Who are you?
跟随你有什么好处呢
？That if we were to follow you, what good to us?
跟随你的目的在什么地方呢
？What's the purpose of following you?
那这都是一个很现实的问题。
Now this is something very practical.
但是我们的主就是说的那么的确实。
But our Lord Jesus just said it very
simply. 好像没有留下他们考虑的余地。
As if.There's no time for them to think about this.
来跟随我。
Come after me.
好像带着权柄那样的去吩咐下去。
As if he puts out this calling in a very with authority.
那他们不跟随，好像又不行。
As if they can't but follow.
要叫他们跟随，他们也就不知道为着什么。
And if they were to follow, they would not know what to do.
但是我们的主不单是在那里说来跟从我。
But we see that our Lord Jesus not only say, "Come after me."
也说出叫他们跟随他的原因在什么地方。
It also brings out the purpose for them to come after him.
我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
That I will make you become.Fishers of men.
当时这几个人听见这个话，他们是怎么领会？我们不能给他下结论。
That it is very hard for us to conclude for them what their response is.
我想他们是不大体会我们的主在这里说这句话的意思。
It should be that they could not fully understand what our Lord Jesus.
我想他们大概想
What I think is they might be thinking
打鱼虽然能赚到一点钱但是还是不太有出息
That to be fishers even though still could make a living but as if there's not a very good future
现在有一个人叫我们去得人
And now there's a person to ask it to become fishers of men.
得人当然比得鱼好了。
To gain men, of course, is better than to gain a few fish.
得鱼只是得一些香品。
To gain fish is just to gain some sort of merchandise.
但是得人，也许是叫我当官哦。
But to gain men,might be saying that I could be officer.
最低限度是我能在一个团体里面做个首领。
That I might be able to be a leader within a group.
我能发号施令了。
That I could have a command.
我可以指挥一些人哦。
I could have the authority to direct people.
那这样一来，我的社会地位也提高了。他们当时有这个想法，一点都不稀奇的。
Now, if they were to think this way, they might be thinking this way.
因为在我们的主被卖的那一夜。
Because when we see on the day when our Lord was sold,
他们共同在那里吃逾越节的筵席的时候。
That they were all together there having the Passover.
也已经是这一件事情的三年左右后的事了。
And it is of the same contents 3.5 years after this.
他们心思里面所发表出来的就还是这一套。
What their heart brings forth is the same contents as it share here.
弟兄姊妹不是记得他们在筵席上争大吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, don't you remember that they were trying to be the first among the brothers?
将来我们的主得国的时候，你看我们中间哪一个是最大的呢？
Now, who do you think when our Lord comes, which one of us will be the first?
是你大还是我大呢？
Will I be over you?
应该是我大一点，对。
I think I would have more authority.
因为你实在没有比我高明。
Because you are not as famous as I.
就是你看到当时门徒的心思里面所想的是这个东西。
For instance, we will see that what those disciples were thinking back then.
现在他听到我们的主说，你来跟随我，我叫你们去得人。
That even though they heard that our Lord Jesus called them and asked them to become fishers of men.
那也许他们真的是带着这样非常不准确的那种想法来跟随主。
That even though they might have these wrong thinkings and follow our Lord.
所以我们才看见这些人啊，在以后的日子闹很多很多糊涂事。
So we see after this, until even nowadays, that a lot of people have the same struggling over these.
但是感谢神。
But thank our God.
人在当时可以误会主。
That even though men could misunderstand our Lord.
但是我们的主呼召他们是很清楚的。
But our calling of our Lord is very clear.
主把他们带出来以后，
After our Lord called them out,
主慢慢的去改变他们，
Our Lord slowly changed them.
主慢慢的去端正他们，
Slowly transformed them.
那因此我们就要看主当时呼召他们的时候，主心意里面的究竟是什么。
We see here thatWhat is truly in the depths of our Lord Jesus' heart when He called them out?
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Now we take note.
主起初所传的那个信息就是神的国近了。
The beginning of our Lord's message was the kingdom is near.
Kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God is near.
你们应当悔改，信福音。
That you should repent and believe in the glad tidings.
那这就是主所要做的。
Now that is what our Lord is doing.
主是用着他自己去做成福音的内容。
Our Lord is finishing the contents of the glad tidings.
然后用着这个福音的内容去服侍人。
And then using the contents of the glad tidings to serve men.
把人领进神的国里。
To lead men into the kingdom of God.
这个就是主当时呼召门徒的那个很明显的心思。
Now that is clearly what is in our Lord's heart when He called them out.
那因此我们留意到得人如得鱼的那一个意思乃是说，我要用着你们把人带进神的国里面，如同你们捕鱼的时候把鱼抓到船上来一样。
So we see that the content of this calling is to try to call them out to make them to be fishers of men, to bring men into the kingdom of God.
那就是我们要留意到这一个。
Now we take note of this matter.
把人领进神的国里边容易不容易呢？
Is it easy to bring men into the kingdom of God?
一点都不容易。
It is not easy at all.
有很多很多的重担。
That there is much burden.
很多很多的难处。
That is, there is much heartache.
很多很多的忍耐和劳苦。
There is much labor and endurance.
缺少一点，你都没有办法把一个人领进神的国里。
Without one of any one of these, it's very hard to bring men into the kingdom.
那等到我们看见我们的主说你们得人如得鱼，乃是要把人领进神的国里去的时候。
So when we say here to be fishers of men is to make those people to become persons to bring men into the kingdom.
我们就很清楚地看见主的心意不是叫他们来做官。
We see that the purpose, the content of this calling is not to call them out to be officers.
乃是叫他们来服侍人。
Is to call them out to serve men.
在余下以后的经文里面我们就看到了。
In the later passages we will see,
当门徒在那里增大的时候，
when the disciples were trying to fight for who's to be first,
我们的主就教导他们说，
our Lord teaches them,
你愿意做领袖，你就应该做一个最小的，
that if you desire to be the first, then you should be learn to be the last.
你如果愿意做一个首领，那你就先做一个服侍人的人。
If you want to be a leader or ahead, then you will have to learn how to serve others.
因此我们看到当时主选召门徒的时候。
Yeah, we see when our Lord calls these people.
那我们看见主在那里选召什么人呢？
What does our Lord Jesus call?What kind of people does our Lord Jesus call?
我们的主是招聚那是愿意去服侍人的人。
We see that our Lord Jesus, according to the will of God, calls those who are willing to serve men.
虽然当时被召的几个门徒并不达到我们的主的那个心意。
Even though we see at this time, at this moment, the disciples.Still not at the heart of our Lord.
但在我们的主的心里，却是为了要把他们造成服侍人的人。
But in we see in the heart of our Lord Jesus, He is to make them to be served to be able to be servants of men.
因为我们的主在马可福音的里面，他自己就是一个仆人。
Because we see in the Gospel of Mark, our Lord Jesus Himself is a servant.
一个仆人在那里说，来跟从我。
A servant there to say, come after me.
来跟从他做什么呢？
Come after him to do what?
来跟从他做仆人。
Come after him to be a servant.
跟着仆人学做仆人。
Come to be a servant to be a servant.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是很清楚的。
This is very clear.
然后我们的主就开始他的行动了。
And then our Lord Jesus begins his work.
然后21节他们就到了加百农。
In verse 21 they went to Capernaum.
加百农也是在加利利湖边的一个大城，当时的一个大城。
Capernaum is a big city around the Sea of Galilee.
在加利利那一带地方也是一个非常有名望的城。
And it's also a very famous city around the Sea of Galilee.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Francis, take note.
当我们的主到了加百农的时候。
When our Lord Jesus went to Capernaum.
圣灵的记录头一件就是他进到会堂去教训人。
The first account that the Holy Spirit records. Is that straightway he went to the synagogue and taught.
那第二件事情就记载他在那里赶逐污鬼。
The second account is him casting out an unclean spirit.
第三件事情就是记录他医治彼得岳母的病。
The third matter is to describe him healing Peter's mother-in-law.
那弟兄说你留意这里有三件事情。
Now we see that right here there are three matters.
这三件事情
in the three matters
按照次序上面去留意是非常有意思。
In the sequence, notice the sequence, there is a very special meaning.
我十分的相信圣灵记载这按照这个次序来记载这几件事。
I believe that the Holy Spirit record these in this sequence.
有很明显的目的在那里。
That clearly there is a purpose here.
那弟兄姊妹你先注意。
Now, Brothers, first take note.
21节就是说到了加百农。
Verse 21 first says,
耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。
On the Sabbath,He entered into the synagogue and taught.
他什么时候到加百农呢?
When did he enter into Capernaum?
弟兄姊妹千万不要以为他在安息日到了加百农。
Brothers and sisters, do not think that he had entered Capernaum in Sabbath.
他最低限度是在安息日前一天到了加百农。
At least he had gone in to Capernaum before the Sabbath.
因为在犹太人的中间安息日的那一天能走的路程不是很多的。
Because according to law of Judaism they cannot walk for a long way on the Sabbath.
安息日能走多少路呢？我不敢很确定。
Now how long of a way could they walk on Sabbath, I'm not sure.
大概是一两里路。
It's about 1 to 2 miles.
你超过了这个路程。
If you were to walk over this path, this
这个人就算是犯了律法的。
Then this person is considered as to violate the law.
那比如说你留意犹太人他们是定下这些的规条。
We see that the Jews have this law.
因为是安息日。
Because the Sabbath.
安息日是不能做工的。
That on the Sabbath you cannot do work.
但是安息日你不能不走路啊。
But on the Sabbath you cannot walk.
虽然不做工也得要走路啊。
Even though you don't do work, you cannot not walk.
你就从门口走到那个房间里面还是要走路啊。
From the living room to the bedroom, you still have to walk a distance.
走路就是工作。
To walk is to work.
但是安息日里头就不能工作。
But on the Sabbath, you cannot work.
但是安息日不能不走路。
But on the Sabbath, you cannot walk.
你走路就是工作，那怎么办？
And if walking is work, then what will you do?
你一走路就犯了律法。
That if you walk, you will violate the law.
所以他们就解释出一套的道理来，在安息日可以走路，但是不能走太远。
So they found a way to say that on the Sabbath you can walk, but you cannot walk.At a far distance.
你可以走一里地。
You can walk a mile.
或者顶多是走两里。
And at max 2 miles.
你不能超过这个极限了。
You cannot exceed the distance.
你超过这个极限，你就犯了律法了。
You exceed this distance, you violate the law.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意我们的主什么时候到加百农
？So we see what exact time did he enter into Capernaum?
他不可能是在。安息日当天到加百农。
He cannot enter it in during the Sabbath.
他在安息日前就到了加百农。
It's before the Sabbath he entered into Capernaum.
用我们今天的话来说啊。
To say in the words today,
也许是礼拜五到了加百农，也许更早一点，礼拜四、礼拜三也就到了加百农。
That he might have entered in on the Friday or even on the Wednesday or Thursday.
而弟兄姊妹记得安息日乃是礼拜六。
We recall that the Sabbath day is Saturday.
是从礼拜五黄昏的时候开始到礼拜六的黄昏的时候，这一段时间叫做安息日。
It's in the dusk of the Friday evening to the dusk of Saturday evening.
那在安息日是什么工都不能做。
Now on the Sabbath you cannot do anything.
但是安息日我们的主到了会堂。
But on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue.
所以他定规是在安息日以前就到了加百农。
So we see that he has actually entered into Capernaum before the Sabbath.
那我说这么许多的话是为了什么原因呢？
Now why do I speak so much words according on this matter?
乃是叫我们留意到圣灵做的记录，在加百农的第一件事不一定是我们的主在加百农做的第一件事。
Is to take note.That the first work that our Lord Jesus did is not, might not actually be the first thing he did in the synagogue.
那正因为有这样的事情发生。
Now, because of this matter,
圣灵所记录的头一件事就是有意思的。
The Holy Spirit, when he recorded this, there is a meaning in this.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意刚才我们所提的这个次序。
Now, take note of the sequence of the matters we have spoken of.
在加百农头一件记录下来的事是用神的话语去教训人。
The first thing was he entered into synagogue and taught.
第二件事情乃是赶逐污鬼。
The second thing.Was to cast out the unclean spirit.
第三件事情乃是医治疾病。
The third matter is to heal a sickness.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意这个次序。
Now take note of the sequence.
你也看见我们的主那个服侍的比服侍的那个。分量的比重。
And you will see what is the weight of our Lord's service.
头一件事情，我们的主用什么去服侍人呢？
On the first matter, in what way did our Lord Jesus serve men?
神的话语。
Our Lord Jesus used the word of God.
他用着神的话语把人带到神的权柄的底下。
He used the word of God to bring men under the authority of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一点。
Now, friends, this is extremely important.
他不是只是告诉人说神的话语是怎样。
He not only says that the word of God is this.
他乃是把神的话语解开的时候，叫人遇见神的权柄。
That when he opened forth the word.He allowed the people to encounter the authority of God.
因为这里是这样的记载。
Because in here it is
recorded
in verse 22.
众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
That they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as having authority, as not as the scribes.
他怎么有权柄法呢？
In what way does he have the authority?
乃是因为他借着神的话把人带回神的权柄的底下。
Because he used the word of God to bring men under the authority.
叫人遇见神。
That men may encounter God.
叫人接触了神。
That men may touch God.
这里说他不像他们文士。
That is not like the scribes.
文士只是在那里解释那个言语。
The scribes just describes the word.
用现在的话来讲，就是讲知识。
To use the words today, they are just sharing the knowledge.
好听一点就是讲道理。
They are sharing the doctrines.
是知识也好，是道理也好。
No matter it's knowledge or doctrine.
如果没有主的生命调在其中，那都是空的话。
If there's no life, if there's no life within, these are just in vain.
因为没有从生命里出来的，总不能叫人遇见神。
Because that of which not comes from life will not able to lead men to God.
但是你要叫那个权柄能从那个人身上出来。
But to allow the authority to come forth from the man,
或者说能叫那个生命从那个人身上出来。
Or to allow the life to come forth from a person.
最低限度是这一个人先是浮在神的权柄的底下。
That this person at least must submit under the authority of God.
如果他不浮在神的权柄的底下，他所说的都是空话。
That if he does not submit under the authority of God, all the words he say is just in vain.
除非这个人他生命的住处是很丰富。
Unless this person's his deposit is extremely abundant.
不然的话，生命从这个人身上是流不出来的，因为他自己都很枯干。
Unless it's abundant, or else there will be no way for the abundance to flow forth, because he himself is empty.
你能流出来，就必须先是有够多的贮藏量。
Unless he is abundant, there is no way for it to flow forth.
一个人没有忍耐的，他就不可能叫人学习忍耐。
If a person does not have patience, then there's no way for him to bring people, to ask them to be patient.
一个人不是满有喜乐的，他就没有办法能叫别人去分享他的喜乐。
If a person does not have the joy, there is no way for him to lead other people into that joy.
但是弟兄姊妹，你留意到，我们的主在加百农用神的话语去教训人的时候，人就碰到权柄。
But you see, when our Lord Jesus opened up the word of God to the people, then the people immediately encounter authority.
因为他自己是伏在神的权柄底下。
Because he himself is submitting under the authority.
他虽然是儿子，
even though he's a son,
但是他活着像一个仆人的那样活在父的面前。
But he lives as a servant before God.
所以他的话语出来的时候，他不是在那里述说一些什么的事物。
So when the word came out from his mouth, he's not just saying some facts.
他乃是用着神的话语去服侍人，把人带回神的权柄的地下。
He is actually using the word of God to serve the people, to bring back the people to God.
然后你看到第二个就是那个释放人。
So we see the second thing is to release, to set free the people.
把人从鬼的权柄的底下释放出来。
To set free that person from the evil one.
那是用神的能力去服侍人。
And that is using the power of God to serve men.
这一个服侍乃是叫人得着释放。
That this power led to the result that men could be free.
叫人得着灵里的自由。
That the person could taste the freedom of the spirit.
脱离一切黑暗权势的压制。
That they might be able to be free from the authority of the evil one, of darkness.
叫人享用神所赐的安息。
That they may be able to taste the peace, the rest from God.
哦，这是用神的能力去服侍人。
And that is using the power of God to serve men.
这一个服侍是基于去对付那个黑暗的权势。
That this ministry is to battle against the authority of darkness.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
那第三个呢，就是身体的毛病得医治。
Now the third thing is healing of the sickness.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
从灵里的释放到身体的释放。
From the freeing of the spirit to the freeing of the body.
那整个事情来看的时候，我们就看见我们的主的服事就是为了这样的一个目的。
We see that bringing forth these matters, we see the center point of our Lord's ministry.
把人从黑暗死亡的权势的里边领出来。
Is to lead men out from the power and the dominion of the, of darkness.
带回神的家中去享用安息。
To lead them back home to God to taste, to take portion of the peace and joy.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank our God.
这就是我们的主，他做仆人的服事的主要内容。
This is the center and the emphasis of our Lord's ministry.
马可福音一开头说到主的服事的时候，就把这三件不同的事情排列在这里。
When the first three works that was mentioned in the Gospel of Mark, there's this sequence there.
你实在看见我们的主是在那里服事。
You really see how our Lord ministered.
我前几天在洛杉矶听一些弟兄们说到一个人的事。
The last couple of days, I heard from a brother in Los Angeles. He talks about this matter.
这个人是有点名气的了。
That this person is quite famous.
人家都叫他是布道家的了。
Other people were calling him to be minister, to be evangelist.
他自己这个人也实在是。不要说他了，反正就是很自视很高就是了。
So this person is people look very high upon him.
那个弟兄跟我说起，哎呀，一次他到我们这里来，大家那天晚上聚会来了三四百人，他就骂人了。
Last time when a brother came to our assembly.That there were only 300 or 400 people, and then the brother starts to yell, to be angry.
他说像我这样的人，你们这个三四百人来听我，这简直是浪费。
That one such as me come before you people, and there's only 300 or 400 of you coming. It's just a waste.
啊，你们以后如果是这样，我就不来。
That if you were to be like this, the next time, then I will not come.
那么这个弟兄又再说，他说还不是，不仅是这样哎。
And then the brother described him not only this.
他说一次他们安排一个聚会，还没有三四百人呢。
That there was one time there was a gathering that there's not even 300-400 people.
大概100人都不到。
It's probably less than 100.
啊，他就大发脾气了，这个人。
Then he was very angry.
他说：“你们这样安排啊，你听了我今天晚上这个讲道，你们一定会后悔的。
”That if you hear the message that I'm going to bring forth today, then you will regret.
那他的意思就是说啊，你们那些没有来参加聚会的人啊，他们就会觉得是一个很大的损失。
He is trying to say that those people who had not come that night is really missing a big.
就是我们的主绝对不是存着这样的心思来服侍。
But we see our Lord Jesus did not have this kind of heart when he ministers.
人家只看见他几千人在那里听主讲道。
Other people see that there are thousands of people listening to him teach.
但是弟兄姊妹，你也常常看见我们的主只是和一个人讲道。
But yet we also see there are a lot of times that Lord Jesus is only teaching with one person listening.
他在沙加叙加井旁就是让一个撒玛利亚人妇人讲道。
There was remember the time when he only shared with one Samaritan woman.
他在伯大尼就是让玛利亚一个人讲道的。
That in Bethany, that he only shared with one Mary.
就是我们的主在服事的里面，他不是注意那个场面的大或者小。
We see our Lord Jesus when he ministers, he does not look at the situation.
他所留意的乃是人有没有给带回神的面前去，让人都安息。
Just see that whether that person was led before the Lord and to be able to be rest in the Lord.
啊，让神的心有喜乐。
That our God may be joyous in His heart.
啊，我们实在感谢我们的主。
We really thank our Lord.
在马可福音的里边。
That in Mark.
一开始你就看见一个真正做仆人的神的儿子。
That we really see an example of a servant.
更宝贝的。
And
我们
圣
经的晚上不能没有看完整个马可福音，福音第一章。
That we did not finish looking at the whole chapter 1 of Mark.
但弟兄姊妹，你注意，马可福音里边还有一个特色，突出这一位做仆人的神的儿子。
But we see that there is another very precious point in terms of ministering.
每次我们的主做了大事以后，
every time our Lord Jesus finished ministering,
他都禁止人或者鬼。
He will try to seize the spirit or the man.
不允许他们为他传扬名声。
That he would not allow them to spread out his fame.
在别的福音书上没有马可福音说的那么明显。
That there are no other gospels that speaks forth so clearly in this matter.
马可福音把这一点很突出的记录下来。
That in the Gospel of Mark it was recorded very, very distinguishedly.
你不要把我在你身上做的事情告诉任何人。
Do not spread out what I have done to you.
你要说给神知道。
If you were to say it to the Lord.
你要选民到祭司那里告诉祭司说。你有什么一些个经历？
If you were to show off in front of the high priest,
你别要为我传扬名声。
Do not spread my name.
他丢子们为什么？
Princess, why is this?
难怪我们的主的肉身的弟弟都不了解他。
No wonder, even our blood.Brother of our Lord Jesus does not understand him.
在约翰福音那里就对主说。
We see the gospel in the Gospel of John. He speaks forth this.
你躲在拿撒勒干什么？
Why are you hiding in Nazareth? Nazarene.
人要出名，就应该到外面去跑跑啊。
You have to go out to walk around.
你躲在拿撒勒，你就能出名了，你还能干事情，干大事吗？
Why do you always hiding in Nazareth? How could you gain your fame that way?
但是我们的主，他知道，他是神的儿子。
But our Lord Jesus know for sure he is Son of God.
但是另一方面他也知道他是神的仆人。
But yet also he knows that he is a servant of God.
神把他差遣到人中间来以做人的仆人。
Because he was sent off from God as a servant, he also is a servant of man.
所以他所要注意的倒不是自己在人中间有没有名望。
So what he needs to take note is not to whether or not to, that he may have fame between men,
而是他究竟有没有成全神的旨意。
That whether or not he has fulfilled what the will of God is.
这是神的仆人。
This is the servant of God.
这是马可福音上的主。
This is the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of Mark.
我们今天晚上不能再多看了。
We cannot continue on tonight.
我们就停在这里。
We will stop here.